Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Lexify, the place for fashion podcast. This is your host, Lexi Silverstein, as always. Today we are back on track with some more fashion talk because it is a fashion podcast, and I know last week I got a little off track and talked long distance relationships. But if you haven't listened to that one yet, definitely go check it out. You can download my podcast on any place where you download your podcasts. But today, again, like I said, I want to get back on track with some more fashion talk. You know, I've literally always said that fashion is more than just the clothes that you put on your body. And that's why I really love fashion so much, because, you know, it's a means of self-expression. It's a way of telling people or telling yourself kind of how you're feeling that day, what your mood is, how you wanted to present yourself, and so on and so on. Fashion literally can tell us so much. And not only just fashion, I always say that, you know, I'm not usually someone to just pull a shirt and a pair of pants together and call that a fit. I think what also really matters is the accessories you have, the eye makeup, the nails, and etc. On and on and on. I think that there is so much more to fashion than people realize, which is why I love it so much and why I'm studying it. And today I kind of want to show and get in depth about how not only is fashion clothes and nails and makeup and all the things that we pair together to make an outfit and then present ourselves and use it as a means of self-expression, but I also want to talk about kind of why fashion and trends happen. So the first, like, very important thing, not obviously the only important thing, but the very first thing that I really learned at fashion school was that fashion is evolutionary, not revolutionary. Fashion is a reflection of the times. You know, we have what's called a zeitgeist, a sign of the times, basically, and what is happening in that time is reflected in how we wear clothes or what our current trends are. So there are tons and tons of reasons why the trends that are currently happening are actually happening. And I have this all in a blog post if you want to check that out, but I do want to get a little more in depth on it on my podcast. But if you want to check that out, my blog is www.elexify.com. That's www.elexify.com. Get it, like, electrify meets my name, Lexi. So, you know, we've been through a lot in the year of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. A lot had happened. The world was kind of ending to all of us. It was a lot to handle in one year, and we're seeing tons and tons of results because of everything that happened. The economy, fashion, so on, health, disease, how we handle things, politics, everything. It's like it has basically impacted every ounce and minute of our life. It affects what we did on a day-to-day basis, who we hung out with, what we wore, and so on and so on. And so that's what I really want to get into, is not only how COVID necessarily impacted, like, the trends we're seeing currently, but kind of just how there's a huge reflection in 2020 and 2021 and the 70s and 60s. So let's just get started. So, you know, due to the global pandemic, we've been through shit. And thankfully, we are kind of starting to get vaccines and things are opening up, and we see a dim light starting to shine at the end of this long and dark ass tunnel. And through all the loss and heartbreak and terrible, terrible times, one thing has managed to become a little brighter, a little funkier, and for me, has been the source of a lot of my happiness in the past year. And that would be fashion and clothing and trends, of course. But this is not the first time in history that a dark era has led to new and exciting fashion trends. So, the first one, the obvious one, COVID. We all know that COVID happened. We're all well aware of it. We're still living in it. There was a huge global pandemic. I hope I'm not the first one to be telling you this. So, one huge, unexpected, and very obvious accessory that wasn't a trend, more of just like we needed it to survive and stay safe, was face masks. And I know, that's obvious. We've all been wearing face masks for months, for over a year now. And that's just the first of many trends, not trends, but that's not so much a trend as more of a safety thing, but that is the first of many things that COVID started up. So also, we are witnessing a rebirth of extremely bright colors in fashion this year. And currently what's going on is this huge revival of 70s and 60s. And what was happening kind of in the beginning of the 2020 was like a huge Y2K theme. And now we're seeing that 70s and 60s, as I was mentioning. So the zeitgeist, as I mentioned before, for 2020 was darkness and despair. You know, we didn't really know what was happening. Everything was new. Everything was confusing and scary and terrible overall. And we spent a year in our sweatpants, our PJs, and on our best days, maybe matching loungewear. You know, our cute little sets. So as that light at the end of the COVID tunnel is becoming a little brighter, so are our spirits and our clothing. I personally was feeling super lost and a bit isolated, as everyone was, and sad for a majority of quarantine, so I took it upon myself to brighten up my day with crazy color combos and pattern mixing to boost my mood. I wrote another blog post about fashion psychology, where basically if you are feeling like shit and you wear an outfit that kind of like embraces that shitty feeling, so you're wearing sweats and you're wearing dark colors and you're wearing something that kind of makes you feel like shit, then you're pretty much gonna feel like shit the whole rest of the day. But if you wear something that maybe you would wear when you're feeling happy, like bright colors or a pair of jeans or something that encourages you to not sit around all day or encourages you to be happy or whatever, your mood will literally become better. It's like when I don't like my outfit, I'm in a bad mood. But when I like my outfit, I'm in a great mood. So when I'm in a bad mood and it's not related to my outfit, well, why not wear a great outfit and make my mood better? So we were in this terrible, terrible time, and we still are, but we're starting to get out of it a little bit. And so we're brightening up our colors so that we can brighten up our days. Now, if you look into the hottest trend for 2021, it's similar to the Roaring Twenties, when people celebrated the end of the war and transformed their clothing from dark, drab, wartime gear to bright, fun, party clothes. You know, we're seeing these psychedelic patterns and this crazy, fun mixing patterns. And so that was a lot like the 20s. You know, they were seeing the end of the war and they were in these dark and dreary outfits. And then the end of the war, you know, the war ended and we had the Roaring Twenties. We had the flapper girls and these amazing dresses and the sparkles, and it was fun. And so it's kind of a reflection. It is a reflection of the Roaring Twenties, which is funny because we were in 2020. So yeah. And it's the same thing in 2021. We've all been inside for such a long period of time. Everyone wants to make an impression, you know, where we've been influenced by TikTok. And you know, it's also like we haven't been outside. We don't know. What we're seeing is all these people on social media dressing up because they're trying to make their day better. So they're wearing an outfit that they really like. So what we're seeing is this on social media. And so we're like, oh, everyone's dressing like that, because we literally are not going outside to see what other people are dressing like, if that makes sense. So our only source of like what's trending is social media, because we're not being influenced by our friends or what people are wearing to school or what our parents want us to wear or this and that. And so we're literally just seeing what people are wearing on TikTok, and everyone on TikTok was wearing bright colors because they wanted to make their day better, and the only thing that they could do was wear a fun outfit. And so we're like, oh, like this is normal, like everyone's probably doing this because it's being seen on TikTok and Instagram, and that was our only source of like what's happening in the outside world, even though it wasn't the outside world. And so it was like normal. So like we were really being influenced by social media, as our generation is all the time, but that was our only source of kind of like information for style wise and like what other people were doing and like socialization. And so we thought it was normal to just wear these funky colors, and so everyone started wearing these funky colors and fucking patterns. So like that also goes for like speaking for myself here. You know, I really think that the isolation kind of helped me to grow and realize just bigger things about like life, like the big picture. And so it was like, there was one time, story time, I remember one time in high school I wore a pair of flared pants and a jean jacket, and they weren't even like real flared pants, like they were like a little like peplum like cut at the end of the jean, like it was just like a cute little detail at the end of the jean, and it was just like a whole jean fit, and I thought it was super cute, and I was so excited to wear it to school. And that like whole year all I had really worn was like Lululemon or sweats or whatever, and so I was excited to like actually try to start and like show my style a little. And I remember every single day when I like liked my outfit, I used to post on Snapchat of my outfit, which I still do now, but old habits don't die. So I like posted this Snapchat of my outfit because I liked my outfit, and everyone was talking about it. I literally had someone come up to me that was like, oh, I didn't like Lexi's outfit today. And so I never wore flared jeans to school again, because I was like, fuck, like I'm so sad now because no one liked my outfit and I loved it. And then I was in quarantine and I was like, why do I give a fuck what people think? Like, I'm not gonna see anyone, or like no one's gonna like care what I'm wearing, like I'm not, like no one's gonna see me. So I was like, why do I care? Like, let me just wear whatever I want to wear. And so I like just started like expressing myself more through my fashion, and now I feel like that has really like, that has been happening with a lot of people, is they're just like wearing whatever the fuck they want to wear, because we were in this time where like it didn't matter what we did because no one was seeing us. So like in the big, like in the overall big picture, like why do we care what anyone thinks of us in the end? And so isolation, that's another thing, is what really helped a lot of people to maybe become more confident and just wear whatever the fuck they want to wear. And that's why we're seeing like this insane like style and fashion currently, is because everyone's just wearing whatever they want to wear. Like, they don't have to conform to a certain style or wear a certain thing, because it doesn't matter. As I mentioned earlier, TikTok. TikTok was huge over quarantine. TikTok's probably one of the biggest social media apps at the moment. And TikTok had a huge impact on the fashion industry. Like I said, we were in isolation. We didn't really know any better. And also people, there's a huge sustainability kick currently happening, and you know, as it should. And there's also just like a current, like a lot of trends come from TikTok. A lot of trends come from social media, obviously. And so this huge trend of just like upcycling clothing happened, which also goes with the sustainability, because you're not wasting clothes, you're not throwing them out, you're just upcycling them and then reusing them or giving them to someone else. And so people were getting inspired by TikTok. I know I was. So I started making tons of clothes in TikTok, and I was just realizing, I was like, why am I buying this stuff? Like, I could just make it. So this huge trend of just like making clothes happened too. And that was thanks to TikTok, and TikTok is thanks to a lot of things. You know, we had the typical quarantine trends with Tiger King and, whipped coffee, curtain bangs, pancake cereal, shit like that, that now people literally on TikTok will post like, oh my God, remember in quarantine when? And I was like, what? I thought we all hated quarantine, but now everyone's like romanticizing it. Anyways, the 60s and 70s. Let's get into why this is happening, because this is so interesting to me. So this is really what I mean, is like 60s, or like fashion is a reflection of the time, and fashion just like, it's so much more than just like throwing clothes on your body, or like, oh, a trend just happened to happen, because it didn't just happen to happen. There's a huge reflection why these trends are happening, or these trends were planned 5 years in advance, or they were completely unexpected. Trends can be created in so many different ways. And so the 60s and 70s trends that we're currently seeing, I know so many brands that are doing these psychedelic fabrics and just like fun, funky, random color combos that like you wouldn't usually do. I mentioned in my YouTube video, which is Lexi Silverstein, just my name, L-E-X-Y, silver like the color, S-T-E-I-N. And I posted this YouTube video of 21 outfits that I'll be wearing in summer 2021, and I mentioned that a lot of the colors, color combos that I'm going to be wearing are literally reflecting the color wheel, which is a great place to find color inspiration if you're looking to make some colorful, bold choices. There's literally a wheel telling us what colors look good together. So if you're looking to do some cooler tones or warmer tones or monochrome or complementary colors, go for it, because the whole wheel is telling you literally what colors look good together. But again, 2020 and the 60s and 70s have a lot of similar aspects, not in fashion necessarily, but in how the years and decades went down. So if you're confused as to why 60s and 70s trends are so big currently, it's because they are mere reflections of each other. Fashion is a reflection of the time period, as I've mentioned. Fashion is political. Fashion is psychological. And when you have decades that relate to each other, you are going through similar fashion trends as well. In 2020, the Black Lives Matter movement made the headlines constantly, as it should. And in the 60s, the Civil Rights movement did the same. In 2020, it was the Me Too movement, and in the 60s, it was the Women's Rights movement. Also, in 2020, there was tons of distrust towards the government, much like in the 70s. So we're seeing a huge reflection in and huge events happening in these times, which is why we're also seeing huge reflections in the trends and in what's being worn in fashion. And then sustainability. So brick and mortar shopping went to shit this past year because obviously, you know, most of the country and the world was on lockdown at some point in the last year. And since people weren't able to go to malls and, you know, buy outfits, they were going online and shopping more strategically. And so, you know, before I really like did this research about sustainability and it became like a huge passion of mine, the mall was kind of like my go-to place to hang out. Which now I don't think I've been to a mall like to actually genuinely shop in the stores for years. And so malls, like people were going before, like I said, like I would go to the mall to have a good time, and then I'd stop in a bunch of fast fashion stores just because we were walking around the mall and seeing where the day took us. So I'd go to Urban Outfitters. That was always like my first stop in a mall. And then I'd buy a bunch of stuff because I liked it. It was the first thing on my mind. I saw it and I was like, oh, that's cute. I could wear that with this and this and that. And I'd buy it just because I was at the mall and I was killing time. But since I wasn't going to the mall anymore and I wasn't just killing time, anytime that I'd go to shop online would mostly be like me scrolling through for hours, like looking for something specific, or like I wouldn't like go on Depop like without something in mind usually. Like usually when I go on Depop, it's like I'm looking for a particular thing, or I wouldn't go wherever. So like I was thinking more strategically behind my shopping, and a bunch of people were doing that too. And also like people are just realizing like it's really, you know, it's Generation Z and in the future generations. I think there is a new generation. I'm actually no idea. Wait, let me look this up. What is 2020? Okay, Generation Alpha. What the hell? I've never heard of that. Okay, well, Generation Z and I guess Generation Alpha, which is the next one. I didn't know that. Learned something new today. We're the ones that really have to deal with the repercussions of, you know, past generations, because, you know, it's our earth. And I've said this before, and I'm so sorry that I still don't remember the statistic, but I remember in environmental science class in high school, there was like a certain year that we were gonna hit, and there was like no coming back from like all the pollution that has impacted our world. And I don't remember what year that was, but you know, it was soon. It was very soon. And so it was our generation that had to deal with it, because it was in our generation, or is in the next generation, but that's like our lives. Like, and so people are realizing that, and I think that so many people didn't realize how much of an impact, I mean, I had no idea how much of an impact, like, the fashion industry had on our earth, And so many people are like learning that, and quarantine was like a huge time to learn that, which is why we're seeing this huge sustainable kick. So brands are making the effort to become more sustainable, and influencers are making the effort to become more sustainable. And while nobody's perfect, people are making the effort. So that's something else that the pandemic also gave people, because it gave people the time to like sift through their closets and find what they really needed and what they could give away or what they could upcycle. I went through my closet like once a day looking for something that I had not worn in years that I could upcycle and turn into something trendy and cute again. So you're definitely a trendsetter, you are, but most likely the trends that everyone thinks that they're setting is actually just a mere reflection of the times and what's currently happening, or it was created 5 years in advance, or it was a random trend that no one expected to happen. But I think that it's super important to just realize like how much of an effect like our politics and our world and what's happening in our life also affects the fashion industry, and that the clothes that you put on your body are represent more than just clothing and being stylish and looking cute, because it actually doesn't. It reflects a whole different meaning. So, super interesting way of thinking about fashion. That's why I love fashion so much, because not only do I love looking great and feeling good and just being happy with what I'm wearing and taking cute pictures, but I also love that there's kind of this whole, you know, political side to it and this whole psychological side to it. There's more that meets the eye. So come back for next week's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this topic, and remember to make the ordinary extraordinary.